Briquettes. A school in Kakamega has embraced the use of briquettes as its main source of fuel in preparing meals. The school, St. Anthony Secondary School Kakoi, shifted from using firewood to using briquettes in 2018. The school acquires the briquettes from a Malava-based supplier who produces them using sugarcane bagasse. The supplier collects the bagasse from sugar factories in Kakamega. These factories generate large amounts of bagasse, with the excess being disposed of in landfills. The school's head cook Eustace Mathami said the briquettes are efficient and generate sufficient heat that is enough to prepare meals just like firewood. Mathami expressed gratitude to the school management for introducing the briquettes, which emit less smoke. When I was employed at St. Anthony Kakoi Secondary School, we were using firewood to prepare meals for students and the staff. We were facing many challenges in the kitchen due to too much smoke produced by the firewood. It became a great concern for us, he noted. The school's bursar Neville Situma says the school has been searching for eco-friendly fuel alternatives to replace firewood for many years. He said the kitchen staff had also raised concern of excessive smoke emanating from firewood, especially when the ones supplied were still wet and had to be used at that time. A kitchen at a school in Kakamega. Smoke emanating from the firewood discolors walls and floors. Situma said the briquettes have proved to be effective, motivating other nearby schools which are interested in transitioning to eco-friendly solutions, to benchmark and learn how to integrate such alternatives. Most schools in the county are still using firewood as they weigh options of migrating to cleaner sources of fuel, with the alternatives becoming more expensive than the firewood they currently use. The principal of Mwahila Boys High School in Kwisero Sub-County Kakamega, Morris Ajulu, says that the school heavily relies on firewood but is prepared to transition to cost-effective, dependable and eco-friendly alternatives. He said a local bank had approached him with a proposal to help the school transition to using liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, through a financing model, but he found it to be too costly. He noted that they have decided to experiment with briquettes, and if they prove effective, the school will implement them and look for larger burners designed for the same. The principal of Lawanda Dudi Secondary School in Kwisero, Dr. Elizabeth Waseka, expressed similar views, stating that the school relies on firewood for cooking, but is facing challenges in identifying affordable alternative fuel sources due to high installation costs. Firewood ready for use at Mwahila Boys High School Kakamega. The school still relies on firewood as the main source of fuel. She observed that the school is prepared to stop using the firewood following concerns from the cooks regarding the excess smoke generated in the kitchen, which not only creates a dirty environment but also discolors the floors and walls. There are also other effects to the environment. We know that the cooking and the smoke is not environment friendly, but as for now, that is what we have. We have been given quotations of biogas and other alternatives, which we have seen even more expensive to install than the firewood. But if there is a way we could install an alternative cooking fuel, it would really go a long way to help us, she pointed out. This comes as PowerSpot Pelletizers, a factory based in Kakamega and deals with the production of pellets from sugarcane bagasse, is set to design and manufacture large Jikko cookers that utilize pellets as fuel. The chief executive officer of the PowerSpot Pelletizers, Alfonso Aceball, says the proposed design of the Jikko is meant for institutions of learning that include schools, colleges and even companies that are willing to shift from using firewood to more energy-efficient alternatives such as pellets. He says they have already carried out a pilot test of the Jikko they intend to manufacture at St. Mary's Secondary School in Cabras, which has proved to be working properly. The factory currently manufactures 100 tons of pellets from 200 tons of sugarcane bagasse obtained from West Kenya Sugar Factory. Aceball says plans are underway to expand the factory with a set capacity to produce over 2,000 tons of pellets from about 4,000 tons of sugarcane bagasse to meet the demands of local customers, institutions and industries.